The National Council of Muslim Chiefs has appealed to government to take immediate action on reports that some Muslim students in Christian second cycle institutions are under pressure to comply with Christian norms and principles. The council believes the action is a complete violation of their fundamental human rights and freedom. The council, led by the National Chief Imam, Sheikh Nuhu Sharubutu, made the appeal when they called on the Vice President John Mahama at the castle Osu. The Vice President said he had directed the Ministry of Education and the Ghana Education Service to commence investigations into the issue. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
Led by the National Chief Imam Sheikh Osman Nuhu Sharubutu, the council put a number of requests before government. The Public Relations Officer of the Council, Chief Imoro Baba Issa, commended government and the Hajj Committee for improvement in the Hajj organization and management. According to Chief Imoro Issa, whilst in Saudi Arabia to perform the Hajj, the council established contact with two Islamic international organizations, the Islamic World League and the Islamic Development Bank. The Islamic World League has asked the Ghanaian Muslim chiefs to acquire land so they can come within the shortest possible time to establish another Islamic university and invest in the country. The council seeks government assistance in this direction. As election approaches, the council says it has put in place a peace committee to help educate members, especially the Zongo communities, who are usually used by some politicians to cause mayhem.
In today's global village, Your Excellency, one would have thought that tolerance, respect and consideration of all views, beliefs and cultures have become the order of the day. Imagine some public schools in the country will insist that all students must adhere to one particular religion, is to say the very least myopic and unacceptable. This is completely undermining the spirit of the Constitution of Ghana and the spirit of living together as one family. The Council of Zongo Muslim is the most effective and paramount stakeholder in the affairs of Zongo community and are ready and willing to assist the government in maintaining peace and harmony in our community and the nation as a whole.
Vice President John Mahama said government will take action on the issues raised. He debunked rumors that persons in the Zongo communities will face discrimination during the biometric registration.
Ghana is a country in which our constitution upholds the freedom of worship, and nobody can be compelled to worship in any religion that they do not ascribe to. So the Ghana Education Service is going to take care of that. With regards to biometric registration, we have asked the NCCE and the Electoral Commission to conduct as much education as possible. It is the same registration exercise. This is not the first time we're going to go through registration. Everybody who has been qualified to register before can register again and make a follow-up. On the issue of the land for the university, I've mentioned it to the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources already. I will put him in touch with the Office of the Chief Imam so that we can look around and find where a suitable location can be procured in order that this louder pro project goes forward.
The Council of Muslim Chiefs is also appealing to government to grant amnesty to some Muslim brothers and sisters who, according to them, have been wrongfully imprisoned. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.